seemed like everything I was doing was
wasn't going
in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
So I work for the Missouri Inspection Bureau, which is now the insurance service offices. They inspect all commercial property for fire insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for them for 14 years.
Yeah, that was good.
And being on bad feet, trying to keep up with young kids who really can gear it out, and here I'm hurting so bad and trying to keep up with the young kids, it was a struggle. I mean, there were times when my feet were swollen and hurting so bad, and I'd be wearing was socks,
mm-hmm.
and these rubber slip-overs, you know, like you put over your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'd have on, and I'd be working down in St. Louis on those slush streets when it was 10 below and 15
Ooh.
Below.
Boy,
just cranking it out.
Yeah.
And doing ghetto work.
Yeah.
North St. Louis, up and down Del Mar and Wellston, and it was we had inspectors beat up, shot at, and I never did have any
trouble.
I had one close encounter up in North St. Louis. But I was inspecting a church, and this just has nothing to do with baseball.
That's all right.
Two colored guys and a nigger woman. Colored woman. Pulled up to me, and they were drunker than a skunk at 10 o'clock in the morning. They said, "We want a white woman." And they turned around. I said, I'm just inspecting this building. And I turned my back on them. They turned around, and they came back again. I think they wanted to nail me.
Sounds like it.
And I just walked back to the car. And if that guy would have opened that door, I was ready to kick that door shut, and I'd have broke his leg.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy that was driving, he could have shot me.
Mm-hmm. Sure could.
But that's as close as I came to
heaven. That's close enough.
But I used to carry a blackjack all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Wear a top coat and keep that blackjack out of the pocket. Mm. If there's one, you might take care of them. If there's three,
forget it.
It's not going to do any good.
Mm-hmm.
You walk those sidewalks and you hear footsteps behind you.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you've been involved with that kind of an element,
though.
It's scary. It's bad. And you got three little boys to take care of and a wife. And
you're thinking about that.
And you take on that kind of a job. And they never told me that's the kind of work I was applying for when I went to work for them.
No, they wouldn't get anybody if they told them. Do your feet still bother you?
Terribly.
Yeah. Is it?
I've got these shoes on now, but when you leave, I'll have them off and I'll be in slippers.
Uh-huh.
They just burn.
Are there periods where it's better and worse?
Hardly ever.
I'll be done.
No, that's...
And there's no medication they can give you that relieves that, huh?
Not to any extent.
Yeah.
I can go to the doctor and take shots for it,
mm-hmm.
but I try to stay away from that
because
it's... That hurts your health if you take too much of that stuff.
Sure thing. No. What do you think about baseball today? Free agency.
Something that we never had a shot at.
Yep.
But I was happy with the club that I was with. But
a lot of work.
We were I'd say overall our ball club paid is paid better than any of them. And yet, like I was saying before, we had a hard nut to crack with
Chubb.
And what I know this is on tape, but I you can scratch this. I'd rather you scratch it.
All right.
But I think they paid their colored ball players better than they paid their white ball players.
Is that right?
Yeah, pretty sure.
I'll be done. Now, you didn't make the move to San Francisco, but what did you, probably some of your teammates of the 57 team, what did they think about going out there? They liked it?
I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I could just assume that everybody probably was as thrilled as I was about going. The new town and
the location,
baseball, the way it turned out, I think the Giants wished they'd have stayed in New York.
I suspect so.
Oh, they've had so many problems out there.
They really have, and they're not over yet.
No, they blew it by not staying in New York. They could have had what the Mets got now.
According to all of the stories, they were kind of, Stoneham was kind of had by O'Malley, who said, I'm going to move out there, and we got to have two, and...
O'Malley moved, and he moved into a gravy train.
The greatest place in
And Horace, if he got talked into it,
he got shafted.
He got a white elephant.
Yep. What do you think about guaranteed, no-cut, long-term contracts?
Terrible, terrible.
They all say that, all of the old players.
Terrible business.
Carl Hubble and all the other stuff.
I just, have you talked to Carl?
Oh, yeah.
Great, nice man.
Oh, I love talking to him. I got a book coming out about May 1st, my conversations with 16 of these old-timers, and Carl is one of the most prominent.
Yeah.
I talked to him two or three times in Scottsdale. He lives really in Mesa, I think it is, right outside of Phoenix. And he had had a stroke about 75, and he was slightly impaired, not too much, but he had a little limp. And he showed me how the screwball bent his arm.
He walks this way.
Yeah. But I enjoyed talking with him very much.
Carl was a nice man.
JoJo Moore, who played center field when Carl was pitching.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to Travis Jackson, shortstop of that era.
Yeah, Travis was one of the coaches when I went with the Giants.
Well, Carl was probably connected with the scouting or...
he was a farm director.
Farm director, that's right. Yeah. He was that until not too many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to Charlie Grimm, to Glenn Wright, Larry French.
Back there and got all those old boys, didn't
Larry they? Just died a few months ago. Five of them have died since I talked to him.
Uh-huh.
Charlie Grimm and Rick Stevenson, maybe six, and Charlie Grimm, Larry French, and Dutch Leonard. Not the original Dutch Leonard, but the knuckleballer.
From Washington.
Yeah,
he ended up in Chicago. Yeah, I hit against him. He was pretty good, but there was nobody threw the knuckleball like Hoyt.
Oh, no.
Hoyt would...
Dutch admitted
funny.
That when I talked to him.
It's funny about that Hoyt. He'd walk around in the outfield, and he'd walk around till he got the wind facing just right, and then he'd want to play catch with you. And he'd hit you all over
the place. Huh?
Yeah, if he could get that wind blowing right into his face,
and make the ball do tricks.
And uncanny.
Yeah, I also had talks with Joe Sewell and his brother Luke.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both most interesting. Babe Herman, who's out in Glendale. George Yulee, the old Cleveland pitcher. Great pitcher in the 20s. Won 27 games 1 year, 26 another. He's the one that they claim gave the name Slider to the slider.
Is that right?
Yeah, some people claim that. You know, a lot of these things you can't prove. Can't think now who else, but Pinky Whitney, who played with the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, a good bunch of guys. And I may now try putting out another, after another year or two, if I can live that long. I'm going to be 79 next month. And
really?
Yeah.
Well, son of a gun.
Yeah.
Oh, I took you to be about 64, 65.
No, you got to remember, I was going to college when you were born.
Oh, geez, remarkable.
I've been blessed with good health, Don, and I say there are three things that help a person have a long and happy life. Good health, which God gives you. A happy marriage, which I had for 44 years, and my dear wife died when I was on a job after I had retired from Notre Dame over in the Dominican Republic. 3 years later, I met back in South Bend, a widow who had lost her spouse by a stroke like mine died. So we got together, and Father Hesburgh put us together 9 years ago, and we're very happy. And then the third thing is having a job that you love doing. There's so many people that hate their jobs.
Oh, if you're carrying on and doing something like this,
yeah,
it's enjoyable.
It's fun, absolutely, fun.
Well, that's great.
Now, you never played on hard surface,
no,
artificial surface.
I've never walked on it, other than
just
down here at Busch Stadium. Yeah. I think we played about 1962 or 63. We had a old timers game down there. But I guess I played 12 or 15 games around the country, but they've all been on grass.
Is that right?
I've never been able to get on that hard.
Well, the players, the ones who did.
I just wonder, right now, you're seeing so many hamstring pulls.
Yeah, I think that adds to them.
I mean, Molotar's out there now.
Yeah. Everybody's out sooner or later.
Deer.
Yeah.
Muscle. Now there's two off of that club that's going so good, and they're the top guns.
You know it. Well, they all say that they don't like it as such to play on, but that it gives you the infielders, especially gives you the true hop, true bounce. So they'll admit the ball comes at you faster. But in the outfield, you've got to really learn how to play that outfield when the balls land in front of you.
I was down at the game last week when they were playing San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my brother-in-law, I was with him, I said, if I'd have been playing on AstroTurf, no doubt in my mind, I could have hit 325 lifetime or better.
Yeah.
Granted, the infielders play deeper.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got a true gauge on where you're hitting that ball,
it'll get through.
It'll go through because it just picks up speed like crazy.
Yeah, it sure does.
Now, whether I could have played the outfield, because if you look at your outfielders nowadays, those rascals got to be able to run.
Oh, boy.
And run good.
They sure do.
I don't know whether Lindemann is going to be able to cut it or not.
That'd be, even if he hits, he's still got the problem of covering the ground.
In today's paper, calves or the or the thighs of his legs are like that.
Yeah.
Now, he's not going to be
never going to be.